Jim Dravenstadt Masseri is the newly elected chairperson of the Ingham County Road Commission. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Boy, that name was killing me. Is it Dravenstadt Masseri?
Yep, Dravenstadt Masseri.
All right. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Why in the world would you want to be chair of the Ingham County Road Commission? And I say that in jest. It's a tough job right now, though.
Yeah, it'll be a challenge, but, you know, Tony, I believe, you know, I can take on that task of trying to improve the relationship and the issues out at the Road Commission. I believe I can turn things around.
Yesterday on the program, Vince Dragonetti, an Ingham County Board of Commissioner member, was on the program, and he said that the board, and I mean Road Commission Board, is moving forward with hiring some people, our human resources people, and perhaps another manager and other employees, after the Board of Commissioners had sent them a letter to hold off on that because there may be no Ingham County Road Commission Board after some legislation that's currently making its way through the Senate and the House. Wanted to get your take on that. Did you see such a letter, and what did you think if you did?
I didn't see the letter, but, you know, I can tell you, the legislators don't meet, go back, in session till the 10th of this month, and I'm not real sure what's going to happen. It could pass, but in the meantime, I feel we need to continue to move forward. I'm hoping that our county commissioners will support the new leadership we have at the Road Commission and give me an opportunity to prove myself to turn things around, and hopefully, you know, give me at least a year. Will give me an opportunity to see some results.
Now, the legislation that we are talking about is legislation that would allow county entities to dissolve their road commission boards, which means they could keep them if they wanted to. They could get rid of them. The Ingham County Board of Commissioners wants to dissolve the road commission board in Ingham County. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I'm sad to hear that they feel that way, and I have been talking to some of our county commissioners on the Democratic side about please give me an opportunity to move forward for, you know, and not take us out and make that drastic change. I am going to be meeting with Diane Holman, which she is the new chair of county services today, and discuss about our future over there and see if there's a I can get her support to let us move forward for another year and see if we can make some changes in a positive way and where they were happy with, and I would like to start building a relationship with our county commission and have more conversation that we haven't had in the past.
As board chair, do you think that the road commission board should be making major decisions, should be making hires, when you don't know what your future could be in the next quarter?
Well, we haven't hired anybody yet, but it doesn't hurt for us to interview some of the candidates that did apply for those jobs and see what the what background they have, and you know, see if there might be some pretty good candidates for the future to fill those positions. I can tell you, in our meeting last Tuesday, we did ask our managing director to see about posting the two positions through Michigan Works and see what other candidates that we might get, and continue our interview process to see and see what kind of candidates we get, and then go from there.
So I think what you're saying, that no matter what's happening in the legislation and no matter what the Ingham County Board of Commissioners wants to do, it's going to be business as usual.
Yes, until, you know, they tell me that it's not. And I feel we should not sit back and wait and see what's going to happen to legislators. Going to do, and and our county commissioners at this point. But, you know, we haven't made the step of actually hiring anybody in these two positions. We did budget these two positions for the 2012 budget, so the wages would be covered. My goal is really, Tony, to try to improve the labor relations at the In-County Road Commission. And with that, I feel that we need to have an HR person in place. And one of the things I can tell you, we have spent over $115,000 in attorney fees for labor relations in the last 3 years, $49,308 in 2009. 2010, we spent $31,000. In 2011, we spent $34,700. If we hired the right HR director, they would be able to handle all the labor relations within our organization and all the day-to-day operation issues with health care and benefits. And also, they would be able to handle all the negotiations for our union contracts. We would not have to pay for a labor attorney and pay all these costs. And I don't know if you realize, but Peter Cole, which is our attorney, is the same attorney that the county has. Well, the county would still have to absorb that cost, and they would be paying for that if because he's still their attorney that handles all the labor relations.
Do you think Jim Benjamin should be brought back to the Road Commission?
Well, Tony, as the vice of our attorney right now, I've been advised not to discuss anything about that, so I'd rather not say anything.
All right, and a final question. I just got 30 seconds. What's going to be the difference between your leadership and Shirley Rogers' leadership?
Well, I think I'm going to try to be a little bit more aggressive on turning things around in a positive way. I've enjoyed working with Shirley, and she's still a board member, and I'm looking for her support. And I believe she'll give me her support and to help me move forward. I just feel that with the driver personality that I have, I believe we can turn this around in a positive way.
All right. Jim Dravenstrat Mosseri is the newly elected chairperson of the Ingham County Road Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much.